Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with Sexy Time. It's coming up right after this.
New from Bob and Tom Productions. It's the movie that will tug at your heartstrings.
Hi, Mom. I'm home. Look what I found.
Oh, Billy, what did I tell you about bringing home strays?
Oh, but Mom, this is different. He followed me home. He seemed lost all by himself.
Yes, you are correct, sir. I am not a solo act.
Can I keep him, Mom? Can I keep him as my very own sidekick?
Sidekick?
That's right, Sidekick. Presenting Sidekick the Movie.
Oh, please, Mom, let me keep him. He won't be any trouble. He'll stay in the background, and he'll only speak to set me up or to plug a product. And he hardly eats anything at all because he drinks most of his meals.
Hi-oh!
He just needs a spot on the couch to sit. And whenever we have guests, he'll scooch down without making a fuss.
Well, I guess he can stay. But he's your responsibility.
Yay!
A wise choice, madam. Now, which way to the liquor cabinet?
Critics are hailing Sidekick the Movie as the feel-good hit of the summer. And Ed McMahon gives the performance of a lifetime.
Gee, Ed, I don't know what's happening to me. I used to think that girl Susie Potter in my math class was gross. But now, I just want to be around her all the time.
Perfectly natural, Billy. Why, you're experiencing the wonders of puberty. Your face is hidden behind a mask of zits, the cracking voice, the inappropriate physical twitchings. Why, you're like an out-of-work clown. Yes.
Sidekick the Movie, exploring the special bond between a boy and his announcer sycophant.
Hey, Billy. Who's that guy passed out in your hall?
Oh, that's my sidekick. He calls that brainstorming. Uh-oh, here comes the mailman. Oh, Ed, stay calm. Oh, boy.
Oh, you may already be a winner. You may already be a winner. Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes. Yes.
Easy, boy.
Look for my picture. You may already be a winner.
Billy, keep your sidekick quiet, or Dad will make him sleep outside again tonight.
Oh, come on, Ed. Quiet down, or Mom's going to kick you out.
Sounds like someone needs to take her Midol, Billy. Midol. These are symptoms like irritability, whininess, and general bitching. Oh. Look for it on your drugstore shelf.
Cool. So Midol will make Mom chill out and make life easier for all of us?
Hi-oh!
Great setup, Ed. Anything I can do for you?
Would you happen to know any 20-year-old Asian girls with loose morals and belly button rings?
If you only see one film starring Ed McMahon this year, make sure it's this one.
Yes!
Sidekick the Movie from Bob and Tom Productions.
Hi-oh!
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Pat Godwin in the guitar room.
Hey, chick.
There's Josh Arnold in the comment chair.
Hello.
There's Jessica Halsman.
Hi there.
There's Ace Cosby, hey. Manning the track phone hotline hot phone. There's Willie Griswold.
Yo.
I'm Chick McGee. Here's Tom.
Got something to cheer you up there before we get to Allie Breen and Sexy Time.
Mm-hmm.
Pat, you know, you're nervous about your son being at camp.
A little bit.
It's his first time he's been away from camp. Someone who's a very bright man, Mark.
You told him about ticks yet? Ticks? He could have a tick? His son could get a tick?
Oh, he'll come back with lice or
Mark
something.
Writes,
leeches.
Pat, think differently about Jimmy. Think of Jimmy as one of your guitars.
Oh.
He's at the pawn shop. He'll be gone for a while, but he'll be coming back someday.
Yeah, and when he comes back, he'll have a tick. Dig it into him. Get Lyme disease.
In the meantime,
horrible.
I look at the screen. There she is. It's Allie Breen, and of course, the game is Guess Where Allie
Where's
is.
Where's Allie?
Is that a hotel room?
A cottage, Cape Cod.
Of course.
Wow, that feature money.
Wow. I love it.
Once again, I'm not going to ask if, but what bank are you going to rob next? Good God.
My Lord.
Looks lovely.
It looks really nice,
Thank
Allie.
You.
Now, the way this,
it is cute. It's
the show is called Sexy Time, where we try to take your love troubles and fix everything up. What have we got, Allie?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend is 16 years older than me, and we have to go to his social and work events a lot. Everyone always brings up my age, which is uncomfortable, and the events are just boring in general. Is it rude to tell him his friends and colleagues suck and I don't want to go to these anymore?
No.
My friends are way more fun to hang out with. Why do I have to get dragged along?
You signed up for this when you started dating an old man.
That's exactly
if
right.
If you don't want to date an old man, don't want to do old man stuff, don't date an old guy.
Right.
You're lucky he can still go out. Pretty soon you're just going to be changing his diapers. Believe me, I've been reading about this.
Me too.
No, really, he's right. You signed up for it.
No, I don't think you have to go.
Yeah, but you don't have to go to everything.
Tell me you don't want to go.
Well, maybe not work events, but social events for sure. Right?
I don't know. Yeah, he can go do his work stuff, and then you can go to Claire's with your buddies at the mall or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Surely she's of age.
Yeah, Claire's might be shooting a little low, Willie. Yeah. I think every couple has this, and age is not necessarily the primary component to this.
Absolutely not.
Right. True.
People have different...
You know, hey, where's that gargoyle that you're married to, Phil? Well, you know how she is. She's tired of everything, including me.
She said, if Phil's there, don't say I said hello.
Okay.
It's a compliment. They're probably just jealous that he's with you. And so they always make a comment about your age, and you're like, I'm going to go home and play with my Barbies, whatever. But just, I don't know. Yeah, go with it. Roll with it. Who cares?
Yeah, maybe you don't wear the pigtails and the...
yeah, that would help.
The outfit from the Britney Spears video.
Yeah.
Oops, I did it again.
Let's move forward. We've solved this problem.
Dear Allie, my boyfriend and I were walking home from dinner, and we passed a strip club. Jokingly, he asked if I wanted to go in. He said he'd never been in one. So we went in and had a drink. Since then, he's repeatedly tried to get me to go hang out at other strip clubs and goes to them a couple times a month with his friends. He seems obsessed with them. What do I do to stop this? And was that really his first time in a strip club?
Absolutely not.
Not a chance. No.
I really don't think there is a chance.
Same thing happened to Josh. Took it, and he walked in with his girlfriend and they went, Josh!
Fellas,
hey.
Sometimes you wanna go.
Wait, fellas,
ladies. Yeah, see, Chick had a clever.
There's something I need to tell.
Chick had a clever notion, which was that when Josh walked into the strip club, all the women recognized him.
Had is the key word.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, this guy's into it. Yeah, I had a friend. A buddy of mine was like this. Buddy of mine was just every paycheck, boom, right across the street to Club Wana.
Oh, wow.
Club Wana?
Yeah, you want to not get lured?
Want to lose your money?
Yeah, it's famous. So.
I don't get the obsession with strip clubs. You never get to, hook up with any of the strippers, right?
That argument doesn't hold up for me. You still get to look at naked chicks dancing around. Sometimes
no, but it's like going to a restaurant going, God, that roast beef looks great. What do you mean I can't have it?
Go on Instagram sometime. Yeah. Look at all the food that people look at. Yeah. It's the same thing. It's not.
It's true.
I've seen you take pictures of your food, so hush.
Yeah, exactly.
It was spectacularly delicious.
They sit on your lap. You get to touch their boobs sometimes.
I guess that's true.
Right. Pretty awesome. You get a good lap dance, it changes your life.
I think the answer to this question is this guy's obsessed with this, and it's not going
to
change.
No, there's nothing you can do to stop him.
Mm-hmm.
You ever been to one, Allie?
I have been to a strip club.
It's been
I was in college.
Oh, okay.
I went to one at Yeah, with a group of friends.
Have you ever thought of not, you know, don't take this the wrong way, I'm not suggesting that you should become a stripper. Have you ever thought of a good stripper name for yourself, though, in the unlikely event that you did?
No, but what is it? Are those one of those, like, this, you know, your first pet in the street you grew up on?
Yeah.
Which would be Kizzy Churchill.
Kizzy?
Nice.
See, that's a porn. Kizzy. That's the formula for a porno name.
Wasn't that a name of one of the characters on Color Purple, Kizzy? Isn't that right?
Well, there's not much difference between strippers and, you know.
I think there is.
I think Allie is a good stripper name, and people would assume it's a fake name. Yeah. I think you could totally get away with your actual name.
Yeah, I had a real dilemma. I knew a couple that were born in a foreign country, but they're now Americans and living here, and they're great people. But
great people.
Let me just make I just want to say
they're great people, even though they're not American.
Are you going to call the guy a gentleman soon?
No, the problem was the situation was very simple, and I've mentioned this before.
Here we go. At last. It's been a long road, but it's the point of the cassette.
She was pregnant, and she told me the name of the child, which would be perceived by many folks as being a stripper name.
Oh, yeah, Mercedes. Right?
Did they go with it?
Yes, they have gone with it. I have actually seen
Escalade.
Baby Noah, but I'm just saying. I know
what's the worst that's going to happen? She's going to become a stripper and make $2,000 a week. Good for her.
Mm-hmm. Is this her name?
Yep.
I have not been to a strip club in, man, I'm not lying. It's probably been 8 years.
Oh, really?
A little longer. Yeah.
Last summer.
But the last time I went, it was. I was 60% women and 40% men.
Oh, wow.
Because a lot of them are open.
On stage or?
No.
No, in the audience.
In the crowd.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's kind of a fun group.
After your NASA remark earlier.
Yes.
Fellas.
I go to Buys. You know, that's where I go.
Let's mention that again.
Sorry.
Okay. I don't get why women still strip if there's OnlyFans. Wouldn't that be a way better route? You can do that, make a lot more money, and not have to be in public.
Right. You can do it from your own home.
Yeah, completely.
I believe we did have a news story saying that strip club revenue nationally was significantly down.
Yeah, some girls really like to dance, though.
Also, a big, big killer virus out there.
Okay, sure.
Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA knockout rounds continue. The action heads to Las Vegas tomorrow for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Four teams remain, but only two will move on. The last two teams standing will then go toe-to-toe Tuesday night, December 16th, in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for all the action. So don't miss the final chase for the Emirates NBA Cup coming to you live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals doubleheader tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And Prime's also got your front row seat for the championship game Tuesday, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern. If you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. And don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup tomorrow, only on Prime.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Okay, let's move on. What else we got?
Dear Allie, my fiance just broke up with me because she caught me cheating with one of her friends.
God.
I stayed with the friend, but now I realize what a mistake I made. Well, I tried breaking up with the friend and begging my fiance to take me back, but now the friend has allied with her and is telling her a bunch of lies, like that I pursued her for months before we hooked up and that I talked trash about my fiance to her, both of which aren't true. Can I argue these points even though I got caught cheating?
No.
I don't know what to do.
You can argue them, but just know they'll fall on deaf ears.
Right.
They'll be moot.
Totally.
You need to move on.
Dude, you might even need to move.
Yeah.
Like,
no
you might
jokes.
Need to change cities.
Yeah, this is going to follow you.
Yeah, when the two of them
are gonna know
when the
past.
Two of them get together, you know what I'm talking about. Right?
Scissoring?
Yikes. No, no, no.
Oh. I guess I don't know what you're talking about.
They're both attacking you.
Yeah, that's
and they both have inside knowledge.
Yeah.
You're dead.
Yeah.
This is a stupid letter. This is just a stupid letter.
Why?
Because you cheated. You're done. It's done.
Hmm.
She's lying. Yeah. Lied first.
Her back.
Well, it sucks for you. Go, yeah. Move on.
Wow. He's not getting her back.
Sorry to bother you. Jeff's going to
scorch her.
He's like, oh, no, the girl I cheated on her with is talking, so now, poor me.
Okay, let's move on. What else have you got, Allie?
Yeah, I don't know why that makes a difference. If he's like, well, she pursued me. I didn't pursue her. You still cheated.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter in that case.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. See his point a little bit. I do, because... She gets to still be friends with her.
Which is still kind of weird.
So, yeah.
That's
so
true.
So how come she gets the benefit of the doubt and I don't? I kind of see his point, but you did cheat and it's over.
Mm. And you cheated with one of her friends.
It's yeah, but she's still friends with the friend. That's insane.
Well,
that's
is she really?
How much booze would it take
for... It's like a frenemy thing.
How much booze would it take to get them into a three-way, then problem solved?
Write back and ask that, will you?
Yeah.
But in the meantime, what's the next letter? Yeah.
Okay, we'll move on.
Maybe that's the solution. You can suggest it. Dear Allie, my girlfriend is really close to her family, and they all go on vacation together once a year. I don't mind doing that every few years, but I hate wasting my vacation time and money on this every year. It's not like we can get freaky with the whole family around.
I see.
How can I explain this to her without ending up in the doghouse?
Hmm.
Boy, this is a toughie.
You get freaky with the family around, and then there you go. You won't be invited back on the family vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe go every other year. Maybe let her go every year and you go every other year.
This is a variation on the holiday problem.
Right.
And your best bet is to maybe set up, okay, we do Thanksgiving here this year, then we do Christmas there, and then...
It raises Josh's ugly head about, you need to talk to her.
No, in this case, I say, tell her how you feel, and then just... Yeah. Why are you so afraid of being in the doghouse? Who cares?
Or maybe you could get a separate place, like stay in a separate, where you can get freaky.
Country.
Dude, let her go with her family. You just do a six flags to her. Yeah, roller coaster.
Six flags.
I'd say how you feel and then just put up with her being mad at you. I don't understand why guys are so afraid to be put in the doghouse. What's wrong with that? She doesn't talk to you for 3 days?
No, they get cut off.
Gee, how dare I? Oh, you get cut off and then you get to watch porn for a week? What a bummer.
Thank you, Josh. Josh is extra angry since that NAMBA thing didn't go over.
Mother, would you like me to show you what's going on?
I'm
not angry at all.
First break this morning, take a joke anymore.
No, I'm not angry at all about anything. It's just, an angry woman doesn't want to speak to me? Woe is me.
It's off to the strip club. Okay. I'm sorry. Back, Allie, we have time for a couple more. What do you got?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend loves morning sex. Like, immediately. He likes to roll over and start up first thing after waking up.
Start it up.
I want us to at least wash up and brush our teeth, but when I try to do that, he says he likes all the morning smells.
Oh.
Gross, right? How do I stop this from happening and get him to wash up?
I don't think you can. I mean, he doesn't want to lose the images of that dream of your sister he just had.
Well, we've solved that one. I didn't think this joke could get any worse. I was wrong.
Her image is fading, honey. No, we have to do it now.
That's a weird, weird situation.
From this angle,
I've heard of when guys like the smell of someone after they come back from the gym, like sweat or something, but morning breath.
That's a pheromone thing, probably.
Yeah, I think Christy's right. That's unnatural. Yeah.
What are you going to do? The guy likes it.
The guy likes it. If you don't like it, you're going to have to live with it or leave it.
Josh may be closer to the truth than we'd like to think. It may be, I've got this going. Better hurry.
Yeah.
This is not going to last for long.
This guy must be kind of young. I'm 44, and if I wake up and... don't pee before I have sex. There was a time where I could do it. Not anymore.
You better be into something.
I had to set up what's the equivalent to parallel bars in my bathroom. Because sometimes I'll wake up and between gravity and everything else, wait a minute, I can't shoot it up.
That is so gross.
I think we've done good work here today. But we do have time for one more, Allie, if you can... favor us with one more letter, please.
Absolutely. Dear Allie, I ran into my husband's friend's wife at the grocery store. They were in a fantasy league together for the last few years, the husband and friend. As we were saying goodbye, I said something about the league starting up again. And she said, what? My husband hasn't been in the league for the last 2 years.
Oh.
I was super shocked and I was going to furiously confront him. But now I think it's better to wait and actually snoop and see what he's doing without him knowing. It's so hard to sit on this info. What's the better plan?
Sit.
What?
Wait, no. Wait, hold up, hold up.
Yep. I'm confused.
Yeah. There's a chance.
None of your business.
None of your business. I think that
there's a chance that her husband might be lying to her and that he is saying that he's not in the league even though he is.
Exactly.
Why exactly wouldn't you
just,
what he's doing.
Just ask your husband. Just go, hey, I ran into so-and-so. She said that what's-his-face hasn't been in the league for 2 years. What's that about?
That means he's having an affair.
The husband.
And if the husband says, what? He's lying. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So is this? Yeah. So this is a fantasy football. They meet
two
every
wives.
Week?
Two wives.
Okay.
Meet.
All right.
The one says, "Hey, my husband."
Oh, but so he's not really good. So he's going somewhere else.
He's going somewhere else. He's having an affair.
No. We don't know that.
Absolutely.
Where
I think so.
You're projecting. Yeah. We don't know that.
Why
he is. Really could be right. The other wife might not know about the
He's going to the chick from the first letter.
He's cheating.
The answer is talk to your husband.
No, the answer is shoot him while he's sleeping. No, everyone answer.
Allie, can you please have your husband write me, is Jonathan Taylor a safe first pick in the draft? Because I think he's going to deliver this season. I'm not really sure.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.